Good evening.
Welcome to The Lord's Crusade, hosted by Perry and Veronica Williams. You can listen to these teaching segments on the iHeartMedia app, Pandora, Spotify, and the Anchor.fm app. If you would like to write, the email is kingdomnow1@live.com. That's kingdomnow, the numeral 1, at live.com. The Facebook page is Kingdom Now Ministries International. The phone number is 816-616-0004. That's 816-616-0004. I hope you will enjoy today's session. It's already in progress.
Good evening. Just a little chapter 8, and it actually connects with chapter 7. So let's go to Genesis 7 and 16. And I'm going to be reading out of the Amplified. Let's see. And they that entered, male and female of all flesh, went in as God had commanded Noah. And the Lord shut him in and closed the door round about him. Now, the King James Version says that the Lord shut him in. We do know that God was fully involved in the flood. His intent was to destroy corruption, place judgment on the earth, on mankind. And Noah, who was righteous or deemed righteous by God, and we see that in also in chapter 7, verse 1, where it says, And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy home into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. And I saw so many things in this. One is that your righteousness or your right standing with God, because some people deem righteousness as being perfect. That's not the case. It's simply being in obedience to what God is saying. And we see this in Noah in operation. We know that he called them righteous, but in this process that we're going to go through in chapter 8, we will understand why he was called righteous or in right standing with God. The second thing that I saw, aside from God being fully involved and shutting up the ark, or in some translations, he sealed it. I saw that as another example of the kingdom of heaven in operation, the protective father, the heavenly father who became protective over Noah due to his righteousness. He sealed the ark shut. Now, if we look closely at the passages in chapter 7, I know we're bouncing back and forth from between the two chapters. Chapter 7, not only was rain coming from the sky, I'm talking about a heavy, severe rain coming from the sky or intense rain. Waters were released from the depths. So that meant even if the water wasn't coming down from the sky, there was a two-part or two-prong process going on where water was being released from the oceans, all the waters where it was, there was like a breakaway where water came gushing up into, over into the land. And then at the same time, you had water coming down. Well, let's take a look at, and I think we're going to stay on chapter 8 this time, verses 1 and 2. out of the Amplified. It says, and God earnestly remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind blow over the land, and the water sank down and abated. Also the fountains of the deep and the windows of the heavens were closed. The gushing rain from the sky was checked or restrained. So God determined that the rain should cease, that the judgment should end at this stage. And there are so many different dynamics, but here we go. Not only was Noah and his family sealed in the ark, now God found, not found, but God determined that the judgment should end, which means the rain and even the waters that were surfacing from the depths should stop rising up. And it says he made a wind blow over the land and the water sank down and abated. Now, you know, for water to sink down based on a wind, it had to be an extremely strong wind. This was the work of the Lord. So not only did he seal Noah in, he found or determined that it was time for the judgment or the intense waters to cease. I determined in my assessment that this was God protecting Noah by sealing him in and ceasing the judgment or ceasing the rain. How about that? That was a kingdom zone, a zone where he was protected. No different from the children of Israel and Goshen when all the plagues were impacting Egypt, they did not impact Goshen. Therefore, Noah was in a somewhat of a kingdom of heaven situation where there was nothing broken, nothing missing. They were preserved inside of the ark, Noah's ark. For those that think I'm talking about the Ark of the Covenant, no, I'm talking about Noah's Ark. Let's kind of dig a little more. Now, as we move through the passage, there was a, I believe it was, well, let's just talk about it. There were, now keep in mind, the flood has ended and the water is dissipating, but it's a long process. It's a long process. But here's how we determined, or we got a chance to see Noah operating in his obedience to the Father. So out of his own choice, because he was not told to do this, not according to scripture, he released a raven. And the raven never returned. Now, I guess he was trying to determine if there was land. But in my research, a raven is a scavenger. Therefore, if the raven saw a carcass or of some sort, whether it was human or animal, they would look at that as their meal. Therefore, this raven wasn't coming back. Then, shortly after, he released a dove. The dove could not find a resting place and return back to the ark. Once he sent after several days, he sent the dove again. And the dove came back with an olive branch in its mouth, which meant that there was land. Okay. Where am I going? We're getting there. Then in verse, now this didn't happen once. I mean, Noah didn't move off of the ark with his family once he saw the dove with the olive branch, even though that was an indication that there was land. But in verse 15, okay, let's go to 14. And on the 27th day of the second month, the land was entirely dry. Noah didn't know that. And this is sometime after the dove returned with the olive branch. Verse 15 says, and God spoke to Noah, saying, go forth from the ark, you and your wife and your sons and your wives with you. I'm going to stop there. Of course, we know Noah left. The obedience or the righteousness of Noah was that he listened to the instruction. He listened. Now, he could have easily left the ark when the dove came back out of anticipation of getting off of the ark. But no. He had, now keep in mind, this is the same Noah that was getting direct instructions from the Heavenly Father about building the ark. So he knew the voice of God, but he adhered to the voice. Now there's a difference in hearing the Lord speak and following his directives. Noah followed the directives. I believe that we are in a season now that we have to follow the directives of the Father, because our own decision may change the course of our family, of our own life, cause some problems. Now, could you imagine the problem it would have caused for Noah to leave the ark prematurely? He not only had his family, but he had the rest of civilization with him. He had generations to come with him through his seed. So he had a great responsibility, and he had to hear from the Heavenly Father to move forward and to advance. So let's listen to the instructions of the Father. Not only listen, let's seek his instruction. Let's seek the word that he has for us on a daily basis. We see the process that Noah went through, testing to see if the water dissipated, to see if there was some semblance of land, because he already, somehow he knew that was close to the 40-day duration of the intense rain. So we would only know that through the Heavenly Father. In our case, through the Holy Spirit. So let's listen to him. Let's listen to what he has to say. We can learn from Noah, who was 610 years old at the time that they arrived, well, that they got off of the ark, and his family, wife, sons, and daughter-in-laws, and of course, all the animals. And here's a note I got to make about the animals. Now, growing up, I would hear the account of Noah's Ark, and you would always hear two by two. But if you look closely at the scripture, they were paired up in twos, each animal, but there were seven sets of twos, which goes to show there were more animals than we ever thought that there were on this ark. That's a big difference, two by two and sets of seven of two. Seven sets of two pair of animals. Wow. So that means 14 elephants, 14 lions. They were paired up, male, female. So this was going, once again, this was going to be the new animal kingdom and generations of them to come, as well as Noah's family, who became the predecessors of civilization. Of course, there's still the seed of Adam, but there were so many that were consumed by the waters. All right, so let's just take a moment to confront in prayer and petitions, things that are placed on my heart to rid us of. I really want to confront negative mentalities, and those who have cancerous growths. Let's go for that's not just go for it, but we're going to confront those things. Let wholeness have its perfect way. Those who are watching, those who are viewing us, we just declare that their minds are renewed and refreshed by the word of God, that the word continues to do the work, do the perfect work and will of the Father in their life. We declare that their health is enhanced through this petition, through this declaration, that they are made whole in every area, in mind and in body, that they will walk with a new intent, a new determination, that the will of the Father will be their will, that they will align with what the Father wants. We declare these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, if you know someone that is suffering in those areas, cancer, negative mindsets, we just declare, we just want you to declare those same things over them. Let wholeness have its perfect way. And see, the thing I'm declaring wholeness is because wholeness is the highest dimension. All areas of our life need to be impacted and enhanced. We need to be that full package that God wants us to be. Once again, righteousness is not perfect, but God counts our righteousness as being just in his eyes. He determines our faith as righteousness. That's a whole different teaching. But obeying and following the instructions of the Father, which are, and that includes things that he has our best interests at hand, we need to cling to that. We need to embrace that. We need to move in that. So thank you again for viewing our It's All About the Kingdom program. I do want to remind you that Veronica and I have an event coming up in the Chicagoland area, and it will be May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Excuse me. May 3rd, 4th, and 5th. In Bolingbrook, Illinois, which is the southwest suburbs, at Ultimate Faith Christian Center. It's a Friday night, Saturday morning and Sunday morning teaching. It's called a leadership training event, but you don't have to be a leader, a ministry leader, to participate or to attend. It's open to the public. And we will be teaching, we'll have a session, The School of the Supernatural, with a focus on faith, a focus on understanding the supernatural. First of all, believing, which is faith, and then understanding the supernatural. And we'll go into some other areas on Sunday. So that's coming up. That's in less than 2 weeks. So we look forward to those who have been viewing us that would like to attend. Come on out. The address is 683 83rd Street in Bolingbrook, Illinois. The zip code is 60440. Once again, it's Ultimate Faith Christian Center. And Veronica and I would love to have you out there with us. And we'll get a chance to meet those that we've been talking to on this program for some time. We look forward to it. God bless you and thank you for your time. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you for listening to today's teaching with Perry and Veronica Williams. You can listen to these teaching segments on the iHeartMedia app, Pandora, Spotify, and the Anchor.fm app. If you would like to write, the email is kingdomnow1@live.com. That's kingdomnow1@live.com. The Facebook page is Kingdom Now Ministries International. The phone number is 816-616-0004. That's 816-616-0004. I hope you enjoyed today's segment. Have a great day.